but the 30s were much better known for big bands. Our next artist was the driving force for several big bands of that period. But today, the big band led by drummer Buddy Rich is a good example of how big bands have evolved from nostalgic period pieces for older jazz lovers to organizations comprised of and appealing to young people. Most people think of Buddy Rich as a bombastic drummer whose virtuosity enables him to overwhelm audiences all over the world. I think of him more often as a musician who would finish playing a gig with Harry James' big band and drop by the Hickory House, pick up Percy Bryce's brushes, and play some of the most swinging soft sessions I've ever played on. Like Diz, Buddy Rich likes the musical challenge of playing in different types of musical settings. Drum battles with Gene Krupa, jazz at the Philharmonic, the drum workshop at the Newport Jazz Festival with Roy Haynes, Joe Jones, Elvin Jones, Art Blakey, and countless records. All these things have displayed many sides of his unique talents. But for the past few years, he's concentrated on playing in the big band context. We hear him now from the Grand Parade du Jazz in Nice, France. Let's join Buddy Rich and his swinging big band.
Thank you. First, let me say what a absolute thrill it is for us to be here. Our first time at the Nice Festival. And I hope you're enjoying it. We're having a great time playing for you. Thank you.
Birdland, the Buddy Rich Big Band with Steve Marcus on soprano saxophone. We'll be right back with more from the Buddy Rich Big Band at the 1978 Grand Parade du Jazz in Nice, France. I'm Billy Taylor. Jazz Alive continues as we go up to the Garden Stage again and listen to the Buddy Rich Big Band, who later will be joined by special guests Lionel Hampton and Stan Getz.
Thank you.
Thank you. For our first surprise tonight, I really don't have to stand out here and say too many things. He's been breaking up the whole festival every time he gets on the bandstand. But he's been doing that all over the world for at least 2 or 3 years. Would you welcome, as soon as they get his instrument up here, the one and the only and the greatest, Lionel Hampton. Lionel Hampton! Can you hear it? Lionel Hampton. Play some piano. Put a chair for Mr. Hampton. A chair. Thank you. Idle Hampton. Thank you, Hamp. Idle Hampton. What do I do? Huh? What do I do? Play a chart. Let me see. Let's play a chart. Let's play a chart. Let's take a vote. What do you want to play? Swing face.
Yeah.
Swing face, all right?
Yeah.
No. Swing face. This is the thing that we did about, we recorded this in 1916, Hank. Same band. A thing called Swing Face, Big Swing Face.
Thank you.
to do. No, what you do body and soul?
Why don't you do body and soul, Hamp? I'm the leader.
God damn it.
I mean, you've got your band and I've got mine. Yes. And you will play body and soul. Body and soul from the movie... Thank you, Rear Man. Thank you. Man's been working since 8 o'clock. We'd like to do a thing for you that features Steve Marcus on the tenor saxophone. It's a thing called Channel 1 Suite. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. As we promised you, and fitting, a most fitting ending to this evening. Of course, the festival will go on for two more days, but to close out our session, we're very honored, very pleased. The great Mr. Stan Getz.
Thank you. Stan. Great Stan Getz, everybody.
The big band of Buddy Rich with Lionel Hampton and Stan Getz. Recordings of the Grand Parade du Jazz were made on location in Nice in July 1978 by Radio France under the direction of André Francis, assisted by Jeannot Castel. Balance engineers were Guy Level and Yves Abitbol.